Wildlife in northern Utah emerges from the winter season weekend and looking for new green growth as their digestive systems shift to a summer diet. Many females are carrying babies with June delivery timeframes. Utah Division of Wildlife Resources Public Information Officer Faith Heaton-Jolly said people who love the outdoors and want to bring their pets while recreating can help wildlife survive during this challenging season by keeping their dogs leashed.
By this time of year, by spring, a lot of them are a lot more weak and kind of vulnerable. Sometimes they're switching over from their winter kind of foods to their spring foods, and it's just kind of a delicate time for them. If they potentially get chased by a dog, if there's dog off leash and while you're hiking or something that's chasing some of these big game animals, it uses up that energy that they may need to survive, which could definitely be detrimental to them. It could be dangerous for your pet as well. We love pets. We know a lot of people love pets and take them outdoors, and that's great. But, yeah, we definitely want you to keep them leashed just because it could be a safety concern. If they start to chase moose, for example, they can often get aggressive.
KPCW has received several reports about dogs finding fresh kills in Round Valley. Heaton-Jolly said this could pose a different set of concerns for your safety and your pet's safety.
We do live in wildlife country. There's cougars, there's bears, and a lot of times they, could potentially kill a deer or an elk or something in an area that you may be hiking near a trail or something. And so your dog, kind of follow their natural instincts. They may be drawn to that as well. So that's another potential danger too, is if there is a fresh kill, potentially that's kind of a cache site for a cougar or a bear, and they may be coming back through to that area. And so that could be another potential wildlife conflict.
The DWR closes a section of the north side of Round Valley during the winter months. Keeping people out of sensitive areas gives animals a better chance of survival.
But basically in the spring, when all the greenery starts coming up, they slowly transition to that diet and away from their kind of woody sagebrush diet that they have in the winter. So that's kind of another reason that they're a little sensitive, is they're just, they're kind of switching over to that, and it makes them a little weak. And if your pet is chasing them away from that kind of feeding area, then that kind of wastes some of their energy as well while they're transitioning. And so they are just kind of really sensitive right now. That's partly why we close a lot of our wildlife management areas, from early in the year until spring. It's just they're just pretty vulnerable. And so we want people to be conscientious of that. And when possible, just keep your pet on a leash. It keeps them safe. It keeps the wildlife safe.
Utah law allows people to shoot dogs for chasing big game such as deer, elk, and moose. The Wild Aware Utah website has information on best practices to coexist with animals and nature. Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.